Chapter 80. The Joy of Being Present. As winter wrapped its gentle arms around their world, Alex and Emma felt the profound beauty of being present in each moment. Their lives had become a series of intentional choices to savor the here and now, to appreciate the quiet rhythms of daily life and to hold each other close. They had learned that happiness wasn't something to chase. It was something to be found in the moments they shared each day. One evening, as they sat together by the window watching the snow fall outside, Emma turned to Alex with a thoughtful smile. "It's amazing how life feels different when we focus on being present," she said softly. "I used to think happiness was something you reached for, something in the distance. But now, I realize it's here in the little things we do together." Alex nodded, reaching for her hand. "I feel the same way. I used to think about the future all the time, but now I see the beauty in just being here with you, with our family. It's like we've found a way to live that fills each moment with meaning." They shared a quiet moment, both of them reflecting on the journey that had taught them the value of presence, of slowing down and of savoring each day. Their lives had become a celebration of the small, beautiful things. A morning coffee, an evening walk, a shared laugh, each one a reminder of the love that filled their home. In the days that followed, they embraced the season with a renewed sense of wonder. They baked cookies with their children, built snowmen in the yard, and spent cozy evenings by the fire, each moment a celebration of the present. Their home was filled with laughter, warmth, and the joy of simply being together. One evening, as they sat on the porch wrapped in blankets, watching the stars, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her voice soft. "I feel like we've created a life that's grounded, steady, and filled with joy," she whispered. "It's not flashy or perfect, but it's real and it's everything I could have ever wanted." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his heart full. "And I'll always be grateful for that. You've shown me the beauty of being present, of cherishing each moment we share. I couldn't imagine a life without you, Emma. You're my home, my happiness, and my greatest love." They sat together in silence, watching the stars, each of them feeling the depth of their connection, the love that had carried them through every season. Their lives had become a testament to the power of presence, a reminder that happiness could be found in the simple act of being fully present with the ones you love. In the weeks that followed, they continued to embrace the quiet rhythms of winter, finding joy in their routines and the traditions that filled their days. They spent mornings with coffee by the fire, shared family dinners, and took time to reflect on the life they had built together, each moment a reminder of the love and gratitude that filled their hearts. On one quiet evening, as they sat by the fire with their children, sharing stories and laughter, Alex looked around at the faces he loved, feeling an overwhelming sense of peace. "This," he thought to himself, "is what happiness feels like. Not in the big moments, but in the quiet joy of being here, surrounded by the people I love." As the evening came to a close and they tucked their children into bed, Alex and Emma returned to the fire, savoring the stillness of the night. They sat side by side, wrapped in each other's warmth, feeling the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. "Thank you for this life," Emma whispered, her voice filled with love. "For every moment, every memory, every choice to be here together. You've given me a happiness that feels real, steady, and true." Alex took her hand, his gaze steady. "And I'll always be grateful for you, Emma. For being my partner, my joy, and my home. I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together in the quiet of the night, feeling the depth of their connection, the peace that came from living fully in the present. Their journey had brought them here, to a place of fulfillment, love, and a happiness that filled each moment with meaning. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had built something lasting. A life grounded in love, gratitude, and the joy of being present, one beautiful day at a time. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life filled with joy, resilience, and the simple beauty of being present forever and always. Chapter 81. The Gift of Contentment. As winter deepened, Alex and Emma found themselves settling into a quiet season of contentment. Their lives had grown rich not with extravagance but with the joy of being present, of loving each other deeply, and of creating a home filled with warmth and peace. Contentment, they realized, was a gift. A rare and beautiful state that they had found through their journey together. One snowy afternoon, as they sat by the window watching their children play outside, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft. "I feel like we've reached a place that goes beyond happiness. something deeper, a sense of peace that fills everything we do. I think this is what true contentment feels like. Alex looked at her, his gaze warm. I feel it too. It's like we've built a life that's grounded, steady, and filled with meaning. And it's because of you, Emma. You've shown me that happiness doesn't have to be loud or fleeting. It can be quiet and lasting. They shared a quiet moment, each reflecting on the journey that had brought them here, to this place of deep, abiding peace. Their lives had become a series of intentional choices to appreciate the small things, to find beauty in the everyday, and to hold each other close. As the days passed, they continued to embrace the gift of contentment, finding joy in their daily routines. They cooked meals together, read by the fire, and took evening walks, each moment a reminder of the life they had built, grounded in love and mutual respect. One evening, as they walked through the snow-covered neighborhood, Emma looked up at the stars, her heart full. "It's funny," she said softly, "I used to think contentment was something you settled for, something you reached when you stopped dreaming. But now I see it's the opposite. Contentment is what you find when you've reached exactly where you want to be." Alex smiled, reaching for her hand. "You're right. Contentment isn't about giving up dreams. It's about living them fully, being grateful for every moment. And I feel like we're living a dream every day just by being together." They continued their walk, savoring the quiet beauty of the night, the sense of peace that filled their lives. Their love had grown into something steady and enduring, a foundation that gave them both the freedom to be fully present, to appreciate the life they had created. As they returned home, they spent the rest of the evening by the fire, sharing stories, laughter, and the warmth of each other's presence. Their home felt like a sanctuary, a place filled with love, peace, and the quiet joy of being together. In the weeks that followed, they continued to embrace the season with open hearts, finding fulfillment in the small, beautiful moments that made up their lives. They decorated the house with winter greens, shared family dinners, and spent quiet mornings savoring the peace that had come to define their days. One evening, as they sat together watching the snow fall outside, Alex turned to Emma, his voice filled with affection. "Thank you for this life, Emma. For every moment, every memory, and for being my partner, my best friend, my home. I couldn't imagine a life without you, and I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." Emma looked at him, her eyes shining with love. "And thank you, Alex, for being my joy, my strength, and my heart. We've created something beautiful together, something that fills me with gratitude every day. I'll always be grateful for this life we've built." They shared a gentle kiss, a quiet promise passing between them to continue nurturing the love that had brought them here, to this place of peace and contentment. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something lasting. A life grounded in love, gratitude, and the beauty of contentment, one beautiful day at a time. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life filled with joy, resilience, and the simple, enduring gift of contentment forever and always. Chapter 82. Embracing Every Moment. As winter continued, Alex and Emma found themselves savoring each day, each moment together. Their lives had slowed to a comfortable rhythm, a pace that allowed them to appreciate the little things. The warmth of a shared morning, the laughter of their children, the quiet peace of a snowy evening. They had come to understand that true happiness was not about rushing toward the next big thing. It was about embracing the beauty of the here and now. One evening, as they sat together on the porch, wrapped in blankets and watching the snow fall, Emma turned to Alex, her eyes reflecting the quiet joy she felt. "I feel like we're living in a kind of stillness, a place where every moment matters," she said softly. "It's like we've learned how to really be here with each other and appreciate everything around us." Alex nodded, feeling the same sense of peace. "I think it's because we've stopped chasing happiness. Instead, we're just living it. You've shown me how to see the beauty in each day, and that's something I'll always be grateful for." They shared a gentle smile, both of them aware of the journey that had brought them here, to this place of fulfillment and presence. Their love had deepened with each season, transforming into something steady, quiet, and enduring. In the days that followed, they continued to embrace the stillness of winter, finding joy in the routines and small acts of love that filled their lives. They read by the fire, cooked meals together, and spent time with family, each moment a celebration of the life they had built together. One weekend, they decided to take a family trip to a nearby cabin, hoping to create new memories and savor the beauty of the season. The cabin was nestled in a snowy landscape, surrounded by trees dusted in white, a perfect place to escape and reconnect. Their days at the cabin were filled with laughter, warmth, and the simple joy of being together. They went sledding, played board games by the fire, and enjoyed cozy evenings with mugs of hot cocoa. Each moment felt intentional, a reminder of the happiness that could be found in the little things. One evening, as they sat by the fire after putting the children to bed, Alex turned to Emma, his voice filled with affection. "I think one of the greatest gifts we've given each other is the ability to appreciate each day, to see the beauty in the small moments. You've shown me that happiness isn't something you chase. It's something you live." Emma looked at him, her heart full. "And you've shown me what it means to truly be present, to let go of worry and just be here with you with our family. I'll always be grateful for that." They shared a quiet moment, each reflecting on the peace and contentment that had come to define their lives. Their relationship had grown into something that gave them both a sense of purpose, a foundation that allowed them to face each day with gratitude and love. As the weekend came to an end and they prepared to return home, they felt renewed, ready to embrace each day with open hearts. Their lives had become a celebration of presence, a reminder that happiness could be found in the simple act of living fully together. In the weeks that followed, they continued to savor each moment, each small gesture of love that filled their days. They took evening walks, spent mornings with coffee on the porch, and found joy in the routines that had become the heartbeat of their lives. One evening, as they sat together watching the stars, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft with gratitude. "Thank you for this life, Alex. For every moment, every memory, every choice to be here with me. You've given me a happiness that feels real, steady, and true." Alex took her hand, his gaze filled with love. "And thank you, Emma, for being my partner, my best friend, my home. I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together in the quiet of the night, feeling the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their journey had brought them here, to a place of fulfillment, love, and a happiness that filled each moment with meaning. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had built something lasting. A life grounded in love, gratitude, and the beauty of embracing every moment, one beautiful day at a time. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life filled with joy, resilience, and the beauty of being fully present forever and always. Chapter 83. Celebrating the Simple Things. As winter began to melt into early spring, Alex and Emma found themselves reflecting on the joy of celebrating the simple things. Their lives had become a beautiful collection of moments, each one a small but meaningful piece of the life they had built together. Every day felt like a quiet celebration of love, gratitude, and the happiness they found in each other's company. One morning, as they enjoyed coffee on the porch, Emma looked at Alex, her face thoughtful. "You know, I used to think that life was all about big milestones, the kind of things you remember forever. But I've realized that it's these little moments, the ordinary days, that mean the most to me now." Alex nodded, sharing her sentiment. "I feel the same way. It's like each day has its own beauty, its own reason to be celebrated. You've shown me that happiness doesn't need to be extravagant. It's here in these simple moments with you." They sat in comfortable silence, each reflecting on the journey that had taught them to appreciate life's small blessings. Their relationship had deepened over the years, growing from passionate beginnings into a steady, fulfilling companionship that brought them both a sense of peace. In the days that followed, they continued to savor the small things that filled their lives with meaning. They cooked meals as a family, shared laughter with friends, and took time to be present with each other. Each moment felt intentional, a reminder of the love and respect that had carried them through every season. One weekend, they planned a family outing to a local park, hoping to enjoy the first signs of spring. The air was crisp, the trees just beginning to show their new buds, and their children's laughter filled the morning as they explored the trails together. As they sat on a bench watching their children play, Emma rested her head on Alex's shoulder, her heart full. "This is everything to me," she whispered. "Just being here with you, with our family, sharing these moments. It's simple, but it's more than I ever dreamed of." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with warmth. "And I'll always be grateful for this, Emma. For every moment we share, for every small joy we find together. You've given me a life that's filled with meaning and I couldn't ask for anything more. They spent the day in the park, savoring the beauty around them, the laughter of their children, and the quiet connection that had grown between them over the years. Their love had become something steady and enduring, a partnership that gave them both a sense of fulfillment. As they returned home that evening, they shared a simple meal, their home filled with the warmth and comfort that came from being together. Their lives had become a celebration of the everyday, a reminder that happiness could be found in the moments that often went unnoticed. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the stars, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft with gratitude. "I feel like we've created something truly beautiful. A life that's grounded, steady, and filled with love. You've shown me what it means to be loved in the simplest, truest way." Alex took her hand, his heart full. "And I'll always be grateful for you, Emma. You've given me everything I could ever want. A partner, a family, and a life that feels complete. I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together in the quiet of the night, feeling the peace that came from knowing they had built something lasting. Their lives had become a testament to the power of simplicity, a reminder that happiness was not something to chase but something to be lived, every day. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something precious. A life filled with love, gratitude, and the joy of celebrating the simple things one beautiful day at a time. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life filled with joy, resilience, and the beauty of celebrating each moment forever and always. Chapter 84. A Life of Harmony. As spring arrived in full bloom, Alex and Emma found themselves living in a quiet harmony that filled every corner of their lives. Their days were filled with laughter, family, and the gentle rhythm of routines they had come to cherish. Their love had grown beyond romance and passion into something deeper, a connection that felt steady, secure, and perfectly balanced. One afternoon, as they worked together in the garden, Emma looked at Alex with a contented smile. "It's amazing how natural everything feels now," she said softly. "Our lives have become so peaceful, so full of meaning, and I can't imagine it being any different." Alex looked back at her, his gaze warm and steady. "I feel the same way. It's like we've created a life that's grounded, a life that feels right in every way. And it's because of you, Emma. You've brought harmony into my life." They shared a quiet smile, each of them reflecting on the journey that had brought them to this place of peace and unity. Their relationship had been tested, had grown, and had blossomed into a partnership that gave them both a sense of fulfillment. In the days that followed, they continued to embrace the harmony that filled their lives, finding joy in the simple, intentional moments they shared. They took evening walks, prepared meals together, and spent time with their children, each moment a reflection of the love and respect that had become the foundation of their relationship. One weekend, they decided to spend the day hiking in the nearby hills, hoping to enjoy the beauty of the season and the fresh air. The landscape was vibrant with new growth, and the trail was filled with the sounds of birds and the rustling of leaves. As they walked hand in hand, they felt a deep sense of connection to each other and to the world around them. "This is exactly where I want to be," Emma said softly, her gaze on the path ahead. "Just here with you, with our family, living a life that feels true and meaningful." Alex squeezed her hand, his voice filled with warmth. "And I'll always be here, Emma. You've given me a life filled with purpose and joy, and I'm grateful for every moment we share." They continued their hike, savoring the beauty of the world around them, the peacefulness of the trail, and the quiet strength of their love. Their lives had become a testament to the power of harmony, a reminder that happiness could be found in the simple act of living fully together. As they returned home that evening, they shared a quiet meal, their home filled with the warmth of family and the sense of peace that came from knowing they had built a life that felt complete. Each moment, each shared smile, was a reminder of the journey they had taken and the love that had carried them through every season. One evening, as they sat on the porch watching the sunset, Emma turned to Alex, her voice soft with gratitude. "Thank you for this life, Alex. For every moment, every memory, every choice that brought us here. You've shown me what true love and harmony feel like, and I'll always be grateful for you." Alex wrapped his arm around her, his heart full. "And thank you, Emma, for being my partner, my best friend, and my home. You've given me a happiness that feels steady and true, and I couldn't imagine a life without you." They sat together, watching the last rays of the sun disappear behind the hills, each of them feeling the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their lives had become a celebration of harmony, a reminder that happiness was not something to chase but something to live every day. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something lasting. A life filled with love, gratitude, and the beauty of harmony, one beautiful day at a time. In that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life grounded in joy, resilience, and the simplicity of harmony forever and always. Chapter 85. A Love That Endures. As spring reached its peak, Alex and Emma found themselves reflecting on the journey they had taken. A journey filled with challenges, growth, and a love that had become their greatest treasure. Their lives had become a testament to resilience, joy, and the beauty of a love that had endured through every season. They knew they had built something that would last a lifetime, a bond that was unbreakable. One evening, as they sat together on the porch, watching the sun set over their garden, Emma looked over at Alex, her eyes filled with emotion. "I can't believe how far we've come," she whispered. "There were times I thought we wouldn't make it, but here we are, stronger than ever. Our love has become something so much more than I ever imagined." Alex took her hand, his gaze steady and filled with warmth. "It's true. Every moment, every choice, every challenge, it all brought us here. And I wouldn't change a thing because it led me to this life, to you, to a love that feels real and lasting." They shared a quiet moment, each of them reflecting on the journey that had brought them here. Their love had grown into something steady and profound, a partnership that gave them both a sense of purpose and fulfillment. It was a love that had been tested, refined, and made stronger through the choices they had made to stay together, to nurture their bond, and to build a life grounded in love. In the days that followed, they continued to celebrate the life they had created, finding joy in the small routines that had become the heartbeat of their days. They cooked meals together, spent evenings sharing stories, and took time to be fully present with each other, each moment a reminder of the love and gratitude that filled their lives. One weekend, they hosted a family gathering, inviting their closest friends and relatives to join them in a celebration of the life they had built. Their home was filled with laughter, warmth, and the sounds of shared memories, each person a reminder of the journey they had taken and the love that had carried them through. As they stood together, watching their loved ones enjoy the evening, Emma turned to Alex, her heart full. "This," she said softly, "is everything I ever dreamed of. A home filled with love, with family, with memories. Thank you for being my partner, my best friend, my forever." Alex looked at her, his gaze filled with love. "And thank you, Emma, for giving me a life that feels complete. You've shown me what it means to truly love, to build something lasting. I'll always be grateful for you, for us, for everything we've created together." The evening was a celebration of their journey, a reminder of the love, joy, and resilience that had defined their lives. Their home had become a sanctuary filled with memories, each one a reflection of the strength and beauty of their bond. As the gathering came to an end and the house grew quiet, Alex and Emma sat together on the porch, wrapped in blankets, watching the stars. They felt a deep sense of peace, a fulfillment that came from knowing they had built a life that was grounded in love and filled with meaning. "Alex," Emma began softly, resting her head on his shoulder, "I want you to know that I'll always be here with you no matter what. You've given me a love that's steady, true, and enduring. I couldn't imagine my life without you." He wrapped his arm around her, his voice filled with emotion. "And I'll always be here too, Emma. You've given me everything I could ever want. A partner, a family, and a love that feels timeless. I'll spend every day making sure you know how much you mean to me." They sat together in the stillness of the night, each of them feeling the peace that came from knowing they were exactly where they were meant to be. Their lives had become a testament to the beauty of enduring love, a reminder that happiness could be found in the simple act of loving fully, deeply, and with intention. As they looked toward the future, they felt a quiet confidence, a peace that came from knowing they had created something lasting, a life filled with love, gratitude, and the joy of a love that endures, one beautiful day at a time. And in that quiet moment, as they held each other close, they knew that they had created something rare and cherished. A life grounded in joy, resilience, and the strength of a love that would last forever. "Thank you for taking this journey with Bound by Temptation. It has been a story of love, resilience, and the beauty of a life built together. Let me know if you'd like to reflect on the story or if there's anything further you'd like to explore."